2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Severe Utah weather.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind alert this morning for the northern Wasatch Front, where gusts could get up to 70 miles an hour.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live on the scene in Davis County with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, I've been out here since about 5, and these gusts have been relatively steady. In fact, it could stay that way for hours. Where I'm at, there's no real sign of damage, but you've got dumpster lids crashing and banging and also some small debris that's being tossed around. Driving north from Salt Lake, you really can feel these gusts pushing against your vehicle. In fact, I saw a couple semis on the side of the road not risking driving through the conditions. Probably a good idea after we received reports of a semi or two flipped near Brigham City. Also, it sounds like some trees have been uprooted in residential areas. That's coming from all the way up near South Ogden. So far, Utah Emergency Management has clocked winds at 69 miles per hour on US 89 at Park Lane and 67 miles per hour at Ogden Peak. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 2,700 customers are without power in West Jordan right now. Rocky Mountain Power says crews have been dispatched and they'll start repairs as soon as possible. At this moment, the power company says they should have all the repairs made by about 11:30 this morning.
The Weber School District says because of widespread power outages and safety precautions, bus pickups and school start times are now delayed by 2 hours.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
Utah legislative session starts today, and the top issue sounds familiar.
Always our number one priority is education and education funding.
But they're also focused on the pandemic, infrastructure, and a tax cut. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
Education funding got a boost of $400 million. That should help with growth. Speaking of growth, State Senate President Stuart Adams says a lot of people have moved here for the open space and because of how Utah has handled the pandemic.
So we're going to have to work on infrastructure and continue to work on infrastructure. Water, roads, double tracking, front runner, trying to deal with the issues that growth brings.
Lawmakers will also talk about a tax cut, police reform, and balance in power. People can participate online more than ever this year in the session through le.utah.gov. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah legislative representative is co-sponsoring a bill to change the way we choose a party's nominee. KSL News Radio's Don Breakerhoff reports it would allow the state to use ranked choice voting.
Representative Mike Winder tells the Deseret News he's been opposed to the idea of ranked choice voting, but that changed last year when Governor Spencer Cox beat out former Governor John Huntsman and two other candidates for the nomination with just 37% of the vote, meaning 63% voted for someone else. Ranked choice voting would allow voters to rank the top five nominees in order of preference, and then those choices would be narrowed down until someone has at least 51% of the vote.
Ranked choice voting was used in 2019 municipal elections for Payson and Vineyard, and voters gave it an 80% approval rating. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we will have more on the start of the legislative session and the unique challenges facing this session.
Parents suing the Salt Lake City School District will have their day in court today. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer has details.
A judge will hear the case of parents who want an immediate injunction for an in-person learning option. Salt Lake District is the only in the state that has kept schools completely remote since the start of the pandemic. Parents will present evidence that remote learning is discriminatory, that it violates state guarantees of access to free public education, and has resulted in skyrocketing failing grades.
The school board meets tonight and could discuss plans to allow for in-person classes.
KSL's top national stories this hour with President-elect Biden promising to hit the ground running on the first day in office this week. He's already planning to remove some of President Trump's more controversial measures.
His plans include reversing signature moves by the Trump administration by rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, repealing the Muslim ban, eliminating the Trump tax cuts, reinstating DACA, and rejoining the WHO. A massive to-do list that will almost certainly be spread out over more than just one day.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting.
Crowds have been told to stay away from Washington, D.C. this week, and most have, but not everybody heeded those warnings. ABC's Alex Stone is in Washington with more.
The streets here empty, with the mayor asking people to stay away. I found Akeem Brunson in the streets, who came here just hoping to see the inauguration.
So you live in where?
Miami, Florida.
And you've come here for the inauguration?
We were hoping to see something when we came out. It looks like everything is shut down and we don't have much that we can do, but we're going to try to make the best of it.
He was hoping crowds would still be allowed on the National Mall like past years, but this year it's all closed because of security. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.